This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, May 1st. God's word to you today is by the Spirit, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31, and it says, "But earnestly desire, covet the best gifts." There are 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit and 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. We are focusing first on the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit enumerated in 1 Corinthians 12. I encourage you to sit with it, read, and study 1 Corinthians 12 again and again. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 8 says, "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to the other the word of knowledge through the same Spirit." This is taken from the New King James Version. The first is the gift of the word of wisdom. This gift is the utterance of wisdom, the ability to take facts, what is known, and get a solution. The ability to unravel some very difficult mysteries. You can find yourself, or your life group, or your department, or your family in a very tight spot. The gift of the word of wisdom will help you arrive at a solution. It could be that somebody comes to you with a challenge, something that has put him or her in a tight situation. So he or she wants to know what you think he or she should do next. As you stir up the gift of the word of wisdom will say, "Do this or that." The person does this and his or her problem is solved and the person is blown away. You know in yourself that it is not because you are smart. It is the gift of the word of wisdom. That is the ability to give accurate, wise counsel and advice. The ability to look at the situation and facts from the scripture most of the time takes knowledge from scriptures, making sense out of it to arrive at a direction that is from God. That is the gift of the word of wisdom. The second is the gift of the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is so interesting because it reveals facts that can only be spiritually known. It reveals things that there is no way on earth any human being can know. Word of knowledge can be so uncomfortable for some people because the word of knowledge is very direct. Like we see in the case of Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 6. The gift of the word of knowledge is one of the gifts that God has used to help me shape my life. Let me tell you, when I first started operating in the gift of the word of knowledge, I had a friend that operated in the gift and he was super accurate. He could look at you and say, "Why did you wear a yellow shirt yesterday?" Even though he did not see you yesterday. I knew he loved Jesus and he was a child of God. So what he was operating in was from God. In my room one day, I said to the Lord that I want to operate in the gift of the word of knowledge to help people. Then I got deliberately close to my friend because that is the safest way to contact the gift. I began to do life with him. I deliberately bump into him so that there is a physical contact. One day, I gave him a check, sowed a seed, and he did not know what I was doing. I do not think it was immediately, and I also cannot say how long after, but I was ministering one day, and there it was. I said, "God, is this you?" Let us pray. Lord, I earnestly desire the gifts of the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, so that your church and nations will be helped through me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.